الله 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 الله.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
God willing, with your strength and with the power of your faith and the power of Islam, this movement will reach its conclusions, and you shall smell the fragrance of Islam at the time when you marvel at its scent, when you shall marvel at the system of Islam in which the one who is at the head, such as the Prophet himself, and those that are at the lower rung, in your terminology or the terminology of the people, are gathered in a single place and are seated and busily talking to one another and exchanges stories and speaking of mobilizing an army and so forth. This is what the Prophet had wanted.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini, and in today's program, we will talk about Shiism. In one of his speeches, he said that Islam has always been associated with the epic of Shiism. It is true that when we look at the Islam, when we look at the epics in the Islam, it is all related to the Shiism. For example, it starts right after the demise of the Prophet. And after that, we can see how Imam Ali has battles in his time. And after that, when we look at the epic, which was the real epic in the Islamic history that happened in the land of Karbala. And this Hamasa, which is known as epic or Hamasa, this was a great war against the evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the close guardian of the mu'mineen. He takes them out of darkness and takes them towards the nur. In the land of Karbala, we witnessed that how Imam Hussein alayhi salam has taken the people from darkness towards the nur. How Hur was changed to a lover of Ahlul Bayt, and he became someone who entered the paradise. Why? Because he enjoined the master of the paradise. And on the other hand, the rebels, the Taghut, are the guardians of those who go towards darkness, who disbelieve.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
Believing Imam Hussein means believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these are the infallibles, these are those representatives which were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were made the guardians from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is always, we see that Islam has always been associated with the epic of Shiism. Why? Because these epics, they have saved Islam. In today's world, even now, when we want to talk about the evil and good, we refer to Karbala, we refer to the land of Karbala. We talk about Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Bayt, about whom in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to his prophet that, O prophet, say, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ. O prophet, say them that I do not want any kind of reward except the love of Ahlul Bayt, except following the Ahlul Bayt. The mawaddat, which means love, it is not just showing love, it is practically showing love, because it is not hub, it's different from hub. Mawaddat means when you practically show that you are loving, and practically you can show love when you become a Shia, a true follower of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.